You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Everyone is doing meditation these days, but we're going to do some meditations in a way that is very unique and extremely effective compared to all the others. These meditations will help you live your life in a better, more effective way. Stay tuned and try these meditations. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what is the first meditation and how can it help the audience?
Well, first of all, let me explain about our meditations.
Okay.
They incorporate clearings, which remove negative energies.
Yes.
So recently I saw a Hallmark movie. You know, we watch. It's
not
kind of embarrassing.
Yes, but yes. That's what I was going to say.
Our mom watches Hallmark movies and, you know, that's all she can handle, really. But so we were watching this one Hallmark movie and the beginning scene was this woman was on her bed and I think she was in a lotus position.
Okay.
And she was listening to this meditation that's sounding like, you are a strong and confident woman. You are creative. You are beautiful. Blah, blah,
you
blah.
Are this. You are that.
Exactly.
Okay.
And those are what we call affirmations.
Right.
We don't see, as intuitives, we see energy.
Yeah.
And we see that when someone uses an affirmation, it doesn't change the energy, which is an indication that it doesn't work.
Well, I was going to say that what I see is that it actually takes your energy.
In
you
a way.
You spend energy doing the affirmations, but it doesn't change anything.
If you don't feel like you're a strong, confident woman, then what happens is you say, I'm a strong, confident woman, and there's a fight that goes on.
Yeah.
And if there's a part of you that, you know, if you've been programmed all your life to think that you're not a very effective, you're a failure, you're not going to amount to anything, that sort of thing. Those kind of
stop talking about me and let's move on.
That those things are the authentic feelings, yes. And you try and program yourself with other feelings. Whatever happens is that those negative energies just fight.
Exactly.
And it doesn't change anything. And it doesn't make you, all it makes you able to do maybe for a short period of time is to act like.
Right. But at the end of
act like you were that.
Strong, confident, whatever.
Trying to use that affirmation.
Right. But what I found, because that's how I did meditations before.
Before you met me.
Before I met you and we created the ecosystem approach. What I found was that at the end of the day, I was exhausted from fighting with myself and then feeling awful because I hadn't changed a thing.
So these affirmations are often a misrepresentation of the law of attraction. And they
True.
Say like attracts like.
Yes.
Which is a half truth.
Okay.
It does like does attract like.
Yes.
But you can't program yourself
right
to attract something. You have to be, it has to be authentically attached to you.
Okay.
And that's the ecosystem approach in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Instead of, we say this every single segment.
Okay? Oh, yes, we do.
That we want your ecosystem to be restored, which is what you are authentically,
yes,
as opposed to programming yourself to be something that probably comes from your ego.
And
that's not the best part of your ego.
And also, it's really not you.
Exactly.
And you can only carry that around for so long. And
it's not sustainable. Yes.
It's not sustainable, but it also creates toxic energy that most of us, and especially women, we eat it.
Yes. Well, exactly.
You know,
my gosh.
Yes.
So this is a waking and walking meditation. Now, we created this one so that, you know, it's for when you get up in the morning.
Yes.
But we don't want you to sit down, get up in the morning, which is maybe hard for some of us. And then, you know, I'm one of those obnoxious people that are morning people. So I just pop out of bed and I'm ready to go. But
and by the way,
yeah, the people that are listening on the podcast don't get that. Well, don't get that look. But yeah, so okay. this meditation is so you can get up, put your headphones on, listen to it.
Right.
You know, go about your morning routine.
Or turn it on and let the entire house hear it, because it will change the energy in the entire house.
Yes.
And it's fantastic, so, in my opinion.
So, you know, we like these walking meditations.
We do.
Because we know a lot of people can't sit still, aren't in a position where they close their eyes. I had a friend one time, he shut his eyes at work and they fired him for sleeping because it was against company policy.
Oh my gosh. You know, I didn't realize that.
And hopefully in this day and age after COVID, there's a little bit more flexibility with that. Oof. But maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, there's sometimes you can't close your eyes when you're driving.
Correct.
You
correct.
Know?
So Jason, what are the key points? And we didn't tell in the next few minutes, what we're going to do is we're actually going to do the meditation. And I'm going to say, follow along. So, Jason, what are the key points?
Affirmations that are incorporated with meditations don't work.
Yes.
They cover up negative energy.
Yes.
Affirmations usually come from ego, not your essence.
Right.
Essence needs to be uncovered, not programmed.
Correct.
Meditations require clearing negative energy, not necessarily are relaxing, or you need to be sitting.
Okay.
We love walking meditations, and the ecosystem approach was created so that created meditations that remove negative energy and are consistent with the way humans are designed.
Okay. So should I read the end?
Yeah.
Okay. In the next segment, after the meditation.
No. Now we're going to play our morning meditation. So it's right after this.
Okay.
And if you listen now, we'll talk about how you can get this meditation in the next segment.
Okay. So, okay. Good. In the next segment, yes, now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the next segment, after the meditation, we're going to talk about how to use the midday meditation as a pick-me-up. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Here's the meditation, everyone.
This is your morning wake-up meditation. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate feeling tired, sluggish, and resistant to starting the day. Take all those feelings and just put them in the processor right now. And to eliminate any dread I have about a particular person that I have to interact with today, take those feelings that you have and imagine putting those into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate any dread you have about a specific task that you have to do today, take all those feelings about that task and put that into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate any dread you have about a specific situation that's going to happen today, take those feelings, put it into the processor. And to eliminate any anger you have about anything that's going to happen today, any frustration or anger, take those feelings and put that into the processor right now. And to eliminate the fear and anxiety and stress you have about specific situations that are going to happen today. Maybe they happen over and over again. That's okay. Put those feelings into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate those feelings that everybody has, like the fear that something bad's going to happen today, take that fear or anxiety and put that into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate any anger you have about the state of the world today, or anger about something specific in your life that happens over and over again, take that anger and put it into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate any anger or frustration you have about finances, about the level, the state of your bank account, the level of the money in the bank, take those feelings, put that into the processor right now. And to eliminate this shame that says that you're not good enough, not attractive enough, not smart enough, or anything that you're doing is wrong. Take all those feelings of unworthiness and put that into the processor right now. Just take a minute, gather them all up, and put them into the, and blow them into the processor. And to eliminate any blocks to life force, blocks that keep you from receiving life force about feeling unworthy, gather up all those feelings of unworthiness and put that, blow that into the processor. And to eliminate all the feelings that say you don't deserve to be happy today. Today's not a day to be happy. That's not true. Take those feelings and blow them into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to activate life force for no other reason than just to be happy today. Feel yourself filling up with that life force and that warm, golden, white light just filling you up and making you feel good right now. Take a breath. Feel that life force filling you right now. And to activate life force so you can feel alive and feel connected to the earth, to the natural world right now. Take that clear, warm, white light and fill yourself up with it right now. Take a breath. And to activate life force so you can feel strong and courageous for the whole day today. It's easy. Just take that life force. It'll help you. Feeling strong and courageous. Fill yourself up with that warm golden light right now.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to use a midday meditation as a pick-me-up. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, tell us how the midday pick-me-up, well, how would you use it?
So I created this because I understand that some people need to get out and move around midday yes. to get recharged. Correct. Some people, if they have really stressful jobs and there's, you know, 10 people coming at the same time and that sort of thing, you need to just relax. So I chose the relaxation one probably okay. because it's, you know, if I was choosing, that's what I would choose. All the jobs that I've ever had, they've been go, 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 go. And I just want to find a closet someplace and be able to close my eyes and just have that, you know, that
time to myself.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So that's the way I choose, but it could go either way. And if you'd like this, you know, let us know. I want to tell you how to these meditations. This will be part of our show today. So if you listen on a regular basis, you'll hear them at the end. But if you want them individually, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. In our free section, this content is available to you. If you go to the library under meditations, each one of those meditations is there individually. You don't want to listen to the whole show to get the meditation. You want it just the individual meditation. Right. And then use it over and over again. I mean, for a midday pick-me-up at work, this could just be it could really rejuvenate you.
Truly.
And it's just short. You're not closing your eyes for a long time.
Right.
And you can put some headphones on, you know, wherever you can do that, where you work, and it just works really nicely.
Nice.
You know, unfortunately, I've always liked to meditate in the middle of the day, but you know, in a corporate situation, and again, this dates me, but I'm not sure that a lot of companies have moved past this. You look funny when you're meditating. It's like you're sleeping or you're lazy or you're not working or all those things.
Right.
So, you know, I know some evolved companies have meditation rooms and things
they
like
do.
That.
They do. That's true.
But I suspect that's probably more rare than less common. So that's why we made it short.
Okay.
And, you know, one of my pet peeves, and I just want to talk about this before we do the meditation. There's that Calm commercial on TV. And I like that Calm commercial. You know, it shows the rainfall and the water on the,
and
on the leaves.
It's soft.
It's soft and soothing.
Yes.
But that doesn't change the energy. That'll give you a few minute break, but that doesn't change your energy.
And when then you're have stressed, to go back.
When you're stressed, that's an energy, and our meditations change that energy. That's the difference.
Well, and going farther along into it, we do change the energy. We really help people be the best part of themselves, that sort of thing. But when you don't change the energy and you only have a few minutes using, say, a different kind of meditation, what you're missing is the fact that you need to change the energy so you don't set yourself up, not only at the end of the day, but in the mid to the end of your life, of that toxic energy of stress that's built up, that you've swallowed, that you've taken on, and that you're carrying.
Well, and the main point is that people don't understand that stress is an energy.
Stress.
The way you get rid of energy is not to ignore it or to not think about it for a minute.
Yes.
But to literally do what we do is put it into the processor.
Correct.
Clear it. Do a clearing procedure. I was just doing that before the show today, and I just had a few minutes, and actually the producer called me. Jacob,
thank you very much.
I was meditating, but I was able to just snap right out of it. I was right there, and
it was great.
I feel really refreshed right now because I was clearing while I was meditating.
Yes,
it's a huge difference.
Yes.
So don't allow yourself to be fooled by these things that look good.
Right.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with the calm thing. You know, I like to watch it.
Me
when,
too.
When it rains out, we have a patio back of our house, and it's covered. So when it rains, we can just sit out there and watch it rain. It's really nice. But it doesn't, unless you do clearing, it doesn't change the energy.
That's and exactly
all
right.
of our meditations incorporate clearing.
Exactly. So, Jason, should we
talk about the key points?
Yes. How about the key points, Jason?
So, and maybe we should talk about just briefly what this is for.
Okay.
You know, if you're feeling sluggish, this is a way to kind of pick me up. That's right. What we call midday pick me up.
And I want to say the pick me up, instead of eating a candy bar, instead of putting in.
That's what you're trying to say about eating it.
Yes. That's exactly right. Because that's what most of us are taught to do, or we see that as being a quick fix. And I have to tell you, that quick fix works for about 30 minutes, and then it takes you months.
And then you crash,
and then it takes you months to take off that candy bar, so to speak. And by the way, I'm one of these people. One candy bar isn't going to be enough.
So,
all right. So, Jason, what are the key points?
Stress is an energy, and in reality, there are specific energies that can remove directly.
Right.
And that's what we do in the meditation. We ask for the specific, what you're specifically stressed about.
Okay.
Relaxation images and gentle music do not remove negative energy of stress.
Okay.
Our meditations are short and often can be done with eyes open and shut, but always remove the negative energy, which is the key point.
Yes.
And our ecosystem approach shows how to get to the root causes of stress energies and remove them so there's less stress as you age, because otherwise they build up.
Exactly. And by the way, stress is one of the biggest agers, meaning on your face, that there is. Now we're going to play the midday pick-me-up meditation. You can listen, and if you find it valuable, you can have it for free by signing up for our free section at theecosystemapproach.org. And then in the next segment after the meditation, we're going to talk about our meditation that we developed to transition from being at work to going home to family. Even if you work from home, this will work for the transition. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your midday pick-me-up meditation. Take a deep breath. Feel your body getting heavier and heavier. Take all those things that you're thinking about right now, your to-do list, all the things you have to do, all the worries and anxieties that could come up after this meditation is done. Just put those into the processor right now. Take each individual worry, fear, frustration, name it, and put it into the processor right now. All the feelings of impatience, of I've got to go, I've got to do this, that active brain that you have, take all those thoughts and that to-do list that's in your brain that's going over and over again. Did you do this? Did you do that? Take that voice, wrap it up, and just put it in the processor right now. Take a breath. Remember, if nuclear war is happening or the invasion of the zombies happening right now doesn't matter till the end of this meditation. So put all those cares and concerns, put them into the processor right now. Take a deep breath, blow it into the processor. Feel your body getting heavier and heavier. And to eliminate all the things that you're frustrated about, angry about, that's happening at work, take those feelings as they come up and just imagine what they are, name them, and blow them into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate feeling your body getting heavier and heavier. Maybe it's your arms are getting heavy right now. Maybe it's your legs and your feet are just feeling like cement right now. Take a breath. So as that pesky to-do list or that pesky voice that says, oh my gosh, you got to do this. Oh my gosh, you got to do that. Take that voice. Wrap it up in duct tape and throw it into the processor right now. Take a breath. Maybe there's a specific person that's bothering you right now. Take your feelings about that specific person and imagine putting those feelings into the processor right now. Take a breath. Blow it out. Into the processor. There it goes. Maybe there's a situation that's causing you angst or frustration right now. Name that situation, name your feelings about that situation, and gather those up. Blow them into the processor right now. And to activate life force so that you can have that golden white light affect every single cell of your body right now, so it can, every single cell can feel energized and happy and healthy right now. Take a breath and imagine that golden white light filling you up. And to activate life force so you can feel the courage and the strength and the creativity to do the rest of your day with some va-va-voom right now. Take that golden white light and fill yourself up with that feeling of courage and strength and creativity. And to activate life force so you can feel the feeling that you would on a beautiful spring day where it's sunny and the temperature is perfect and you feel alive and you feel wonderful and you feel hopeful about the world, even though in this moment you don't know if that's going to happen or anything good's going to happen. It doesn't matter. Just feel good right now. Take a breath. Fill yourself up with that life force. Take a minute to enjoy this feeling. Feel that life force. Feel the life force getting stronger and stronger inside of you. And I'm so sorry, but hey, it's time to go back to work.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak, and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts oracle cards. You can order the Hearts Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about our meditation that we developed to transition from being at work and to going home to family. Even if you work from home, this will work for the transition. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, explain what it means by work to home transition.
You know, when I was in the military, this morning, Army story, when I was in the military, it was a big deal because I was in the 82nd Airborne, and they would go all over the world. So you might be called in the middle of the night for a 2-week deployment for a training exercise.
Okay.
Or it could be for 6 months. You could go to a school that would take, you know, 3-4 months.
Sure.
And it was, this was back in the, a long time ago in the 80s, late 80s, 90s, but they were becoming aware that the soldiers would come back and there would be all this tension, that's for a polite word, tension, because the wife had to take care of everything, you know,
everything,
you know, the husband was gone. And so he'd come back and try and, you know, military guys by nature are, you know, authoritarian, you know.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
and you know, they want to step in and be the boss.
Right.
And it didn't work because the mom was the boss, and it required a transition. Exactly. That's my point. Mm-hmm. And
a positive one.
A positive
one. You didn't see that very often, did you?
No.
Yeah.
You know, they said that the husbands had to back off a little bit and just be a little more patient and blah, blah, blah. You know, the guys that I knew, you know, weren't able to
do that
sort of thing. So, but anyways, a transition is really important. So even when you're working from home, you might want to transition and put your computer away and just be present for your family. And right. Even if their kids are around during the day, it doesn't mean that you don't need to transition from work mode, which is a different type of energy that you're using.
Truly.
To home mode.
Right.
So, you know, if you're getting a benefit from this right now and you like these meditations, this is like, oh yeah, this is how I should be meditating, as opposed to maybe the way you are. you know, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. And when you sign up for our free section, not only do you have access to this free content, there's a lot of free content there.
Yes, there is.
You'll get the weekly newsletter, which has all the clearings from that week and a little blurb, usually from me, right, about, you know, the topic of the day, topic that we had for that week. So you'll find it very useful. It's free. We won't sell your name. We're not doing any of that.
No.
So just sign up right now, theecosystemapproach.org.
Right.
And so, and this meditation was designed to help people turn off from the stresses, because those stresses are energies.
Yes.
So what's the best way to turn off? Well, clear those energies.
Right.
You know, if you think, I got this, I got to do this, I got to do this.
Well, and think about it. Anyone who has children and young, especially young children, well, actually any children in the house, children are very, very, very affected by changes. And when you come home from work and you're carrying all this energy, got to do, go, go,
yes,
go. It really affects the entire family.
You know, my dogs don't like it when I'm in work mode.
No,
and they're not kids, but they're kind of. My mom, who lives with us,
right,
doesn't like it when we're in work mode.
No, she doesn't.
She should have us be relaxed and
present,
yes, and joking,
exactly,
around with her, and,
yes,
you know, shooting the breeze and,
yes,
all those other things. And this, you know, that work mode is an energy.
Correct.
You know, and if you can turn it on and off, then you'll be more effective at when you have it on,
yes,
it'll be more effective.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yes. So, and you know, and one more time, I want to stress or put out there, understand stress is an energy, but it also is not a positive energy. And right now in the state of our world today, not just your home, but in the state of the world today, I want to make it really, really clear. Stress will create havoc and I'll say it straight up. It hurts people, and stress can kill you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's costly too. So
very much so. Very much so. So just understand it's really important for everyone. So are we ready for the key points?
Yeah, let's do that.
Here we go. Jason, what are the key points?
The most important part of any transition is changing the energy.
Yes.
Transitions are not something you do by taking action. You'll think this way, feel this way, mm-hmm, stand on your head,
yes,
do 100 push-ups. That doesn't help you transition.
Act this way.
Yes. It's about changing the energy.
Correct.
This meditation can help you identify and uncover your authentic priorities around your job and around your family.
Okay.
Very, very helpful. And so that's why if you keep doing it, it'll, yes, be more and more effective. It's,
correct.
It's not like watching the rain on the leaves. That's not cumulative.
Yes.
And the ecosystem pro teaches you how to know yourself and uncover your priorities so they are authentic to you.
Now we're going to play our work to home meditation. It will help you change the energy as you transition so you can be present and relaxed at home. In other words, take care of business. You can listen now, and if you find it valuable, you can have it for free by signing up for our free section at theecosystemapproach.org. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do clearings to help you understand better how meditation should work and how others fall short. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your work to home transition meditation. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the stress and anxiety from today's workday. Gather up all that stress, all that anxiety, and blow it into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate all the angst and frustration from today's workday. Maybe there was a specific situation that was particularly hard for you today. Gather up how you felt about that situation. Was it anger? Was it frustration? Was it, you know, the desire to hurt somebody? Or was it just sadness or fear or unworthiness? Whatever it is, gather those feelings up blow them into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate any special challenge I had today and the feelings I had about that, just think about what those feelings are and gather those up and blow them into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate the issue that I'm most worried about that takes away from my ability to be present and to be with my family the way they deserve. What is that situation? Is it financial worries? Is it about your job? Is it about that promotion? Maybe it's just fearing that you're going to get laid off. Whatever that is, gather that up. Gather those feelings about that specific situation and blow that into the processor right now. Take a breath. Do that one again. That's the one that makes it most difficult to transition to your family. Gather those feelings up. Blow that into the processor. And to eliminate any negative feelings that anybody in my family has toward me that I'm aware of, just picture that in your mind and gather that up and blow that into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate any resentment that I have, I know we all have it, any resentment or anxiety or frustration I have about the demands of the family because you're trying to do two things at once and it's hard. Gather up that frustration, blow it into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate any guilt and shame you feel because you're not present for those special moments when your kids are growing up or those special moments that your spouse needs you. Gather that up. Gather up all those guilty feelings and blow them into the processor right now. Take a breath. And to activate life force so that I can be attractive to my family as I walk in the door. Activate life force so that I'm alive and full of va-va-voom for them. Take a breath. Imagine that golden white light filling you up right now. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can have the physical energy to do all the things I need to do for my family. So I can do the tasks I need to do and to be present when they say hi and so that I can even enjoy it and feel good about it. Take a breath. Imagine that golden white light filling you up. And to activate life force so that there can be harmony within the whole family. For me, my spouse, my kids, my pets, and anybody else in the house that I interact with, so that there can be harmony with all of us and we can all be happy right now. Activate that life force. Here we go. Feel that golden white light. Now you're ready.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of Wow Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WowMinistriesLLC.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearings to help you understand better how meditation should work and how other meditations actually fall short. Now, we didn't have time to tell everyone how to do the clearings, and it was kind of self-explanatory in the meditation. But Jason, go ahead and go with it.
You know, if it's a walking meditation, if it's a sitting meditation, just in your mind's eye, when we say "and to eliminate," right, take that energy, gather it up in your body, and blow it into the processor. I know Jacob's going to put up the
processor,
the image of the processor right now.
Right.
And just blow it into that. And it's really that simple. So if you're walking down the street, or you're getting up in the morning and you're doing your morning routines, just blow that stuff into the processor in your imagination.
Well, and then the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to activate life force. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And therefore, by activating life force, what we do is we replace the negative energy with the positive energy. So Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that not all meditations are the same. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that negative emotions are energies and they need to be cleared. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that should be removed as frequently as possible.
Yes.
So you can't just look at a picture. You have to literally remove it, doing an energy process like the clearing.
Yes.
Take a breath.
To make it work.
Yes.
In your best interest. And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that should be removed as frequently as possible. Is that what we just did?
Yeah, that's what we just did.
I apologize. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that builds up, because guess what? There are energies that need to be removed. Take a breath, everyone.
By the way, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see this process is cumulative. So even if we repeat the clearing twice.
Exactly. It still works.
It works double as much. Yes.
Yes. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that hurt, pain, and fear, abandonment can keep you from wanting to wake up.
Yes.
You have those feelings, clear them when you wake up and yes. keep clearing them every single day.
Meaning that heaviness that, yes. that you wake up and go, oh, yeah, that one, yes. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have about not being a good parent or being present for my family. That's huge.
Yes.
Every single one of us goes through that. And even if you don't have alive children, we'll say it that way, it goes the same for your pets.
Pets, yes.
Yes, definitely.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see starting the day with negative energy can affect my whole day.
Yes.
Clear it. Use our meditation.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment I have about stopping work to meditate, because I just want to drive through. I release and let go that rule that says that driving through is the only way when it's not. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the benefit of clearing and keep my eyes open while meditating.
Yes.
As long as I'm removing negative energy, it's just as good.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that using pretty, relaxing pictures do not remove the stressful energies. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that short meditations with clearings are better than nothing.
Yes.
Better than not doing any sort of meditation or closing your eyes. Closing your eyes isn't the main point of meditation.
Exactly.
So we activate life force?
All right. But I want to do one more. And to eliminate the hate and anger I have about my job that keeps me from waking up in the morning. Take a breath. Now, let's activate that life force energy. Remember, it's the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. It goes like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy, aware and willing to let go of the negative energies of my past, starting right now, today. Pull it in. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. And now blow out any negative energy left over. Jason?
So I wanted, one of the things I didn't say in the show today
okay.
is that life force is different than affirmations.
Oh, by all means.
Affirmations is just an idealized something. But when you clear, you create a space. And when you put in life force, it's the most pure kind of energy.
Absolutely.
And it's healing. It's vitalizing. And but you still have to get rid of the negative.
Yes. But you have to get rid of the negative energy
yes.
in order for that life force to work to its fullest. So
and to activate life force so I can have hope to evolve by using clearing meditations. Take
nice
a breath.
And easy. Pull it in. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that negative energy is at the core of everything I struggle with. Take a breath. And get rid of that. Struggle, that neediness to struggle.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on meditations that remove negative energy because it's the best thing for me. Activate that life force.
And the last one is, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and heal myself, help heal others and the world around me, be happy and learn to love laughter and love myself and anything else that I need today, starting right now. Pull it in, activate life force, let it go to all the cells in your body and blow out any negative energy left over. So Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
It's a big topic. Invisible family stories.
Oh.
There's always been such a gap between how families present themselves to the world and how they are
yes.
behind closed doors.
Yes.
We've seen it behind closed doors and it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
If this speaks to you, you have to listen next week.
Exactly.
So,
by the way, did today's show touch your heart? In any way.
Did you enjoy one of the meditations?
Did you enjoy
all of them?
Yes. And by the way, I did. I just want to say that. So did it make you think about the way you never, things that you've never considered about your life before? So,
you know, the way to, we've made this really easy for you. We made it free. Mm-hmm. If you go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, it's all one word, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section. Mm-hmm. It'll be, you'll get the weekly clearings.
Yes.
But you'll also have access to those three meditations and listen to them every, you know.
Every day. Start your day with them.
Start your day with them.
Fill the house with
yes.
them.
Yes. It's really, really important. It can be really.
Truly is.
Helpful. You know, and also, so listen to our show every week. If you want the benefit of the ecosystem approach, listen to our show every week.
Right.
Sign up for our free section. Mm-hmm. Go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org.
Right.
We have all of our videos there. You can watch us. You get to know us from yes. a different viewpoint.
Right.
Oh, by the way, you know, do you know that we're on Spotify and we're on Apple Podcasts and
YouTube. Okay.
Jason and Patricia Roan, The Ecosystem Approach, and then Transformation Talk Radio, and that should get you there.
And it makes it real simple.
Yes.
And I hear all the time how much it changed somebody's day.
You know, I had a client who I was talking to the other day, and she didn't know we were on Spotify, and she wanted to listen, but she was listening from the website, and
right.
that's another way to do that.
Exactly. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.